Lowe's knows that no matter your paint or stain project, saving is at the top of your to-do list. Save now with buy one, get one half off select paints, stains, and primers from top brands like Valspar, HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams, and Cabot via Visa gift card rebate. Find more Memorial Day deals now at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 515 through 528.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batster. My colleague Chris Regal, the CEO of Scholar.com, is traveling. He's in Europe. We're going to start in Eurasia because Chris has helped me to understand these last years that the Eurasian story is about the People's Republic of China dealing with a troubled economy profoundly. Nothing to do with Donald Trump, nothing to do with the U.S. problems. Entirely to do with the model that they've developed, which was a Ponzi scheme of real estate now collapsed and probably unreliable for many decades. However, the manufacturing story was always China's miracle, the output. That has not come back the way it was in the earlier years of this century. And therein lies the problem, because the consumer class that dominates the American story and the European story to an extent does not exist in China in any fashion that can help. Therefore, export, export, export is everything. That is why the tariff war that we've witnessed these last weeks are so damaging to the Chinese Communist Party's future, because it turns people out from the factories. Unemployment rises, disorder rises. The collapse of the property market means that savings poured into those buildings where nobody lived are lost or can never be recovered easily. And the warning everywhere, not only in the United States, but in Europe, of Chinese dumping, intellectual property theft, and just generally troublesome economy that does not obey many of the WTO rules I'm familiar with, is no longer something that they can snap their fingers and have lots of cash. However, Chris, a very good day to you. I begin in Asia because your guide in Eurasia these last years has been ahead of what is acceptable news in Washington. The mass layoffs started some time ago, well before Liberation Day. The rapprochement on Monday, the reporting done by London suggests that there's a great sigh of relief, but at the same time, anxiety. What does it mean practically that there's a 90-day delay? Are they shipping again? Are the ships being filled with Christmas? Have we rescued Santa Claus? Good day to you.
Good day, John. I would say that Santa Claus is not secured yet, but there's certainly good progress towards removing or resolving the trade war. That being said, as you noted, the decline in Chinese manufacturing started close to 2 years ago. You saw significant issues of liquidity with the Chinese government, liquidity across much of the manufacturing sector. This has caused substantial damage. So I'd equate it to throwing a large rock in a pond. The ripples from this action will be waves of trouble for months or for years in the Chinese economy. For the moment, it looks like it's headed the right way, but don't expect that to be a miracle. The real question is whether this is the first of many more dominoes to fall economically in the Chinese market.
The word deflation has not come up this week because there's so much attention to tariffs and trade, but deflation is in China now. That means that the future is not bright until they can stop that. As I recall from my history reading, deflation is the great monster that damaged the economy of the United States during the 1930s, and it wasn't really until well into or after the Second War that they stopped deflation. Is that in China? Do you see it in your, well, you have lots of business context. Do they see deflation?
So, John, I don't think you see deflation per se. What you see is a lack of demand. In the American economy, it could be somewhat beneficial to have some level of deflation on food costs, on energy costs, on things that have been hammering the economy from the inflationary cycle. So if those go back down, that's highly beneficial to retailers, to QSRs, to other service sectors. In China, the problem is simply the lack of orders coming into China. American and global consumers are starting to be pressed very hard on the credit side, so they're spending less. That's translating to less orders. This trade war, albeit short, further enhanced the challenges. And I think you're in a system that's really starting to crack from a Chinese manufacturing model. This just adds more fuel to that fire.
Chips, always a special category. Huawei is boasting that it can come close to NVIDIA performance. At the same time, chips are in the story all the time for non-tariff barriers raised everywhere. Thou shalt not. The U.S. is now looking very hard at banning even Huawei to participate in these high-end chips because the assertion is made by the U.S. that the Huawei development was built upon intellectual property theft. All of that, that's a moving story, not separate from tariffs and layoffs, but really at the heart of the ambition of China. Huawei's boasting and NVIDIA's restrictions, does that show up in the Chinese economy? Are they inhibited in some fashion, or are they selling to the world as if they are NVIDIA?
So, John, the Chinese tech does not yet match the American tech, and there'll always be a distance between those two. While China can fast follow, and they're very good at that through the appropriation of others' intellectual property, they don't have the same ecosystems that we have in the U.S. towards private equity, venture capital, the software companies, the hardware companies. So they will try to fast follow. They will always be fast followers. Can they innovate? There are glimpses of innovation, and they continue to invest very heavily to do that. But the reward systems, because you do not have liquid capital markets, because you do not have the ability to draw the best and brightest from around the world into China, those people go to Silicon Valley, they go to Austin, they go to other areas in the U.S. because that's where the greatest opportunity for them is, and that's where the greatest results will be based on financial benefit and outcomes.
Let's come home via Europe. You've been in Europe these last days. You're in Europe now. You're in London. The European markets, are they responding to this Liberation Day relief that we've heard from Mr. Bessent and others, or is it still locked down, expect the worst?
Europe is still a little bit off balance, trying to figure out what happens next. It will be certainly interesting to see. Clearly, the U.S.-China trade agreement was the big one that has to happen. I think you'll start to see different European EU countries cutting side deals to right themselves with the Trump administration. The hope in all of it is that from all countries in U.S. trade, we're getting back to a let's all grow together as opposed to adversarial posture from either side.
The foreign ministry in Beijing in these last hours has issued a warning threat challenge to the United Kingdom. They don't like that bilateral deal that was announced within these last days because it has restrictions on the Chinese supply chain participating. Are we going to see that in other bilateral deals, that a non-tariff barrier is thou shalt not when you make a deal with the U.S.?
Absolutely. You'll see restrictions negotiated around the Dutch toolmaker ASML or Canon from Japan. You'll see the U.S. play a very smart game of chess to keep the most important pieces on the Chinese chessboard locked into defensive positions. Again, chip building and advanced technologies are a global business. And if you're shut out of that global trade, if you don't have access to the most advanced tools, mines, and processes, you can compete, but not at a first world level.
And Britain in particular, what is the inhibition about growth? Is it regulation? Is it taxes? Is it the welfare system? Is there one thing, or is it all of the above?
John, I think it's safe to say that the British government in its last several iterations has not been specifically pro-business. You see a general malaise relative to the British economy, relative to British growth, relative to British tech. No one is here to create world-beating companies to drive the next generation. It is slowly falling back because of lack of investment, lack of research, lack of pursuit of these most advanced categories, because the best and brightest minds of the UK leave to come to America, where there's the most opportunity.
And coming home to America, the National Review Online, and I don't have a confirmation of this, points to the fact that Walmart is raising some prices because of tariffs. Do you see that across the board for big box stores raising prices?
you'll see price raises for probably the next 2 quarters at minimum to offset some of the tariffs, some of the disruptions in those companies trying to equalize profits for the year until that settles back down. And whether you see a decline in prices or not is yet to be seen.
Are we going to see it in the QSRs, the franchises, a boost of 2 or 3%? Are we going to see that this summer?
Probably not, although labor in certain pockets like California and the costs associated with that continue to drive costs up, but it could be a very long, hot summer.
Chris Riegel, the CEO of Scala.com, a global technology firm transforming the retail space with digital signage, traveling, and we wish him well. My intention is to see him soon enough in Dayton, Ohio, where I've been invited, thanks to Chris, to attend a NATO conference. Chris, travel safe. I'll see you within the week. This is CBS Eye on the World, the Scala Report.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Tired of trying diet after diet without results? Mochi Health offers a long-term weight loss solution personalized to your needs. Our board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians provide expert guidance to help you succeed. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medication at an affordable set price delivered monthly. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 for $40 off your first month. That's joinmochi.com.